There is yet another form of atrial flutter distinct from typical and atypical atrial flutter, namely incisional atrial flutter. This has occurred as a result of congenital heart repair. When surgeons make incisions in the atria, sometimes that incision is long enough and in a position in the atria that permits an impulse to travel around the incision and use the incision itself as a central area of block, and thus the reentrant impulse goes round and round in an ordered reentrant way around the incision made by the surgeon repairing a congenital lesion. This can occur in patients who've had congenital repair of simple atrial septal defects to those who have had complex repairs such as mustard procedures, Senning procedures, and even Fontan procedures. In all cases involving the consideration of an incisional reentrant rhythm, mapping becomes very important because sometimes the incision made by the surgeons is such that it creates a line of block between the superior and inferior vena cava that then produces a substrate that allows typical or atypical atrial flutter to develop. And although it's following repair of a congenital lesion, the atrial flutter is not due to incisional reentry, but rather due to the classic reentry of atrial flutter.